Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy!
If you've ever played the childhood game Chutes and Ladders, you know the feeling. One moment you're climbing high, making great progress, and the next you land on a chute and slide all the way back down. It's a real simple game, but it holds a profound truth. Life, and especially our work lives, often feel the same way. Success is rarely a straight path upward. Instead, it's a winding journey filled with sudden lifts and unexpected setbacks. And here's the good news. While we can't always control the dice roll, we can choose the way we play the game. In the workplace, ladders show up in many forms. They aren't just promotions or bonuses. They're moments when we take steps that lift us and others higher. Think about it, kindness and connection. When we build genuine relationships, when we pause to listen, when we celebrate someone else's success, we create ladders that elevate not just one person, but entire teams. Growth and curiosity. Every time we lean into learning, take on a challenge, or expand our skills, we're building ladders that prepare us for opportunities that haven't yet appeared. Integrity. Doing the right thing, even when it's hard, is one of the strongest ladders we can climb. It may not always move us forward instantly, but over time, it elevates our reputation and influence. But just as ladders exist, so do chutes. And often they're of our own making. Negativity. Complaining without contributing solutions or slipping into gossip can quickly drag down our credibility. Complacency. Standing still in a world that's always moving forward is its own kind of chute. When we stop growing, we slowly slide backward. And then finally, poor leadership habits. As leaders, failing to recognize contributions, micromanaging, or leading with inconsistency can become chutes that take the wind out of a team's sails. Chutes remind us that progress can be fragile and that one careless choice can undo months of hard work. Think about it this way, three categories. As employees, every project, every interaction is a chance to climb a ladder or fall down a chute. It's these small choices, showing initiative, offering help, bringing solutions, being service-minded, that often create the biggest leaps forward. Now, as leaders, we're not just playing the game for ourselves, we're actually designing the board for others. We can create ladders of recognition, trust, and empowerment, or we can create chutes of fear and disengagement. The choice really does matter. As professionals, say as business owners, navigating business direction, we have to remember the game doesn't end after one slide down. It's resilience, isn't it? The courage to pick up the dice and keep moving forward is the ultimate ladder as a business owner. Now, chutes and ladders may have been a childhood